in this area, it's very, very strong. And I'm not just saying that to answer in the way that you invited me to. The cooperation after the attacks in France and Belgium is, for me, a very powerful one.
Why so?
Because the systems that the US had developed to track financial movements, even of quite small sums of money, was put at the disposal of the French and the Belgian authorities and used to process some of the information that they had obtained from the sites of the attacks. And that practical cooperation fed back into to Leeds.
What would you like to see more of or something different?
More of what we've got. I don't know that we're looking for a radical change in the kind of engagement that we've got in this area. We need to keep open all our channels of communication. We need to maintain a close dialogue, both at the political level and between the law enforcement agencies engaged.
What is your view on ultimately the destroying an organization like Daesh or Al-Qaeda?
A particular concern from the European perspective, the EU perspective, is that some of the people engaged on the ground seek to go home. We have taken steps, important steps, to strengthen the controls at our external borders so that we know much more about who is coming and going into our shared space in Europe. And we have, as already discussed, taken big steps forward in strengthening cooperation behind our borders between police and other law enforcement agencies.
Julian King, EU Commissioner for the Security Union. JJ Green, WTOP News.